This is Klaus Stopey with Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio, and I'm talking with local sports official Keith Perkins. And Keith, you had a busy weekend. You were at the up in Anchorage, and you went up on Thursday. You're with the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame, and you were going up on Sunday to make the voting process for this year's class. And you went up Thursday a little early. What for?
Well, I went up Thursday because a couple of different reasons. Me being a sports enthusiast, a sports official, the 1A, 2A state volleyball tournament was happening Thursday through the weekend. And of course, I always enjoy supporting the kids and seeing families and my fellow sports officials. So that was one reason. But really, for me, the primary reason, as it always is, it was my older son and his wife live up there. She's going to school. He works over at the Air Force Base. So right. It was a good opportunity to have a nice long weekend in Anchorage.
So where exactly is their house?
In the epicenter.
The earthquake.
I mean, literally, you know, with the university campus near one spot in the Air Force Base across the Glen Highway, they live in a neighborhood where my son, who works for a civilian contractor base, it's a short commute for him. It's a short commute for Danielle to get to the campus. So they live right in that neighborhood where the epicenter was. Holy cow.
Well, and then some, like this, of course, sports takes a second, you know, to life.
Sure.
So basically, and today, all the school districts in Anchorage, they're still down. They're mm-hmm. canceled. They had to find a new place for the tournament. They did play it again, you said. They moved it from Diamond High School to Anchorage Christian School and got through that. And then you still have a big meeting on Sunday with the Alaska right. Sports Hall of Fame. How was that? I mean, how do you guys get through all of this catastrophe and get on to work, basically?
Well, Klaus, you know what I was really impressed by was one Anchorage Christian School did an inspection of the facility and said, come here, we can help you finish this. Because all those teams that travel in for this state volleyball tournament were sure they were done. The good news was ACS was willing to open their doors, and they were such a great host for that to happen. But that other piece is the student athlete still has to be emotionally prepared to try and play on Saturday. And you kind of see that as Saturday started up in the morning, the teams, because you know, it's mixed six, which are boys and girls, and which is 1A. And then 2A is, of course, all girls. But you could see teams were worn out from, you know, living through aftershocks all night long, you know, kinds of stuff. And so I was impressed that the coaches and the players were able to just kind of start waking up and playing. But, you know, just to go through the emotion of that earthquake on Friday. I mean, Diamond was a wreck. I mean, they had enough damage where they could not host the facility, the tournament. ACS was fine. But back to that point, you know, how do you just kick through emotionally and get there? You know, by Saturday evening, it was so nice to have a quiet evening at home after the tournament's over. Nicholas and Danielle had a couple of former Sitka kids, friends of theirs that were over the house, and Kathy Forrester's son, and Swain Mudry's son were hanging out with us, and we just had a nice, quiet, relaxing evening. But it was still just Nicholas and I had end of night time together. Danielle went to bed, but you could just see that he was just tired. I mean, just spent emotionally. And it was like, okay, so I still got to get up on Sunday morning and go to a board meeting and help.
I like that Anchorage Christian pulled in like that. And Asa said, hey, no, we're not charging anybody.
Yeah.
Everyone come. This is free now. You know, sports is also the great healer. I mean, you know, it brings people together. It makes a difference in people's lives. And that's also cool about what the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame does. I mean, mm-hmm. you're there to select the best, you know, the most meaningful. Tell us briefly what you guys select. I know you can't. December 14, the big announcement comes out on the moments and the people and the events that will be selected in the Alaska Hall State Hall of Fame this year. So tell me briefly, you know, what you guys do there? What was your first thought when you sat down? Was it like, oh, that earthquake? Or
well, as we settled in, and it was my first meeting on the selection committee, so it was really kind of fun to get to know all these people personally that I've seen over the years as sports writers, or Mike Janicek, the public address announcer in my world, one of the PA guys at the state basketball tournaments all the time, Kathleen Navarre, the AD at Diamond High School. So it's kind of fun to get to know them personally and then to settle into the process. It was fun to see how focused they get in trying to adhere to the principles of the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame, you know, distinctive moment, distinctive people serving Alaska, the Alaska community, greater community, with pride and distinction. And then to get into the teeth of talking about the three categories and the people category, or the events category, or the moments category, and to go through the process of deciding. And what it ultimately was a roundtable discussion to come up with, like, for people, we each got to select 10 names with the events category, I believe it was 5, and then the moments category, I believe it was 5 as well, or something less. But then out of our individual voting as a group of the selection committee, we forward a maximum number under each category that we believe the board should consider. And then the board takes our recommendation. And then December 13th in the afternoon after their meeting is when the announcement comes out over who actually gets into the Hall of Fame for this year's class. So that was a very fun process for me. But trust me, in the pre-meeting, the conversation was all about where were you and what happened in your neighborhood. You know, because me, I think about like the kitchen for back home in Nicholas and Danielle's place, where we had stuff just pour out of the cupboards and break on the floor.
The schools are closed all this week. You have a friend that works at the UAS Wells Fargo Sports Complex, and she said it's out of service for a while. The United Airlines Center is out of service. A lot of things that kids and families are going to depend on are down right now, and things could have been a lot worse. Sports-wise, it's insignificant, but so what happens if they call you up and say, hey, Keith, come up next week, we need an official? What are you going to say?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to go. You know, if there's one, back to the healing of sports. At that 1A-2A tournament on Saturday at ACS, it was still fun to have, I think it probably had maybe a half dozen moms or dads that I had officiated the sport that they were watching at the state tournament for basketball or for volleyball. And it was fun to come, you know, to just come to conversations with them. And being in a sports venue was actually, you're right, it was actually its own little healing process, because we were able to connect, talk about things other than, holy cow, we just survived a 7.0 earthquake. And you could see a little bit of, early on in the day, a little bit of tension. But by mid-afternoon, it was kind of, the conversations were more relaxed and more fun and more about the sport. And so by the time you get to the final games of the tournament and you're heading towards the championship matches, it was fun to see loud gyms, people screaming, for, you know, cheering for their best teams. And to me, that was such a good process to see people have on the day after. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, we're really lucky that all of our families and friends are safe. And this next weekend, the wrestlers are heading over to Juneau for the region championships. And the following weekend, there'll be the state championships up in Anchorage. We're starting our basketball season. I suppose you're all ready to go. You got officials on hand. You need officials? You need referees? Or?
Oh, heck, we could always use referees. You know that. What are you doing this year?
I'm talking to Keith Perkins whenever I can on the radio. Yeah. This has been Klaus Stopy with Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. Have a good day.